Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's keep the Cam Hayward talk rolling because it is by far the biggest topic in Pittsburgh sports, the biggest one facing the Steelers right now as they are on the practice field at St. Vincent College for the final time in 2025. Chris Muller across from me. I'm Andrew Filippone. Donnie Football in the house. So is intern Jack, and we will open up the phone lines right away on this topic at 412-928-9370. A topic so big, our boss, who has censored himself on social media, tweeted that he wanted to break his sports take silence on this yesterday, but then I guess decided that, what's that whole valor expression?
Discretion is the better part of valor.
Yeah.
Cooler heads prevail.
So he didn't do it?
Mm-hmm.
But then he texted us privately his thoughts.
He did. He's gone corporate, but that's okay.
Donnie, I thought, had a good take on this today. I saw him post this. There's been rampant reaction to it ever since Hayward opened his mouth.
Like on the YouTube comments from Hugh Jass Forever, who said Cam should henceforth be known as, quote, Captain Greedy Pants. Thank you, Hugh Jass Forever.
Donnie, tell everybody who didn't see it what you said today about it.
I assume you mean the one that I said, yeah, I want to see Cam Hayward get paid, like I'm still pro player here. But we do have to address that the comments didn't help, and also that he and his agent just fumbled the bag a bit at the negotiating table last year.
Yes. No one held them at gunpoint to sign that deal. And if they didn't like it, he could have played out the final year of his contract and then gone into free agency or negotiated a brand new contract with the Steelers after the season. I think that's right. I think he is trying to have it both ways. I think he signed a bad contract. I also will point out the Steelers have employed his brother. But I still think he should get more money. And I think that there's a pretty easy solution that Hayward alluded to yesterday and said easy and simple during that Q&A. Just take some of the money from next year and put it into this year. And if that happens, who outside, like who's fans? Why would fans be pissed off about that? It's not their $5 or $6 million. Do they feel like doing that?
If it costs them a player that they think they could have otherwise had, and I think people, people next year who are very much against Cam in this, I think will look around for a guy that might go for that much in free agency and say
$5 or $6 million.
You could have had so and so, and maybe that would have helped your team more than just making him happy. I have been interested, even though I think he probably warrants more money, even though he signed the contract fully knowing that he might outperform it and he didn't get anything in writing. Like I want to see him get more money because I think he probably warrants more money, and I'm sympathetic to the fact that he's playing a dangerous sport. His job has a high injury rate, 100% injury rate, all that. I have been surprised, though, after we signed off yesterday, at the number of people who I would think normally would be on Cam's side here. Like, in this case, Joel Corey. You familiar with him at all?
He's a former NFL agent who writes for CBS.
So, he's a sports agent. If you're an agent, you are automatically on the side of the players.
Yeah.
You know, by definition.
Uh-huh.
And just seeing him say that Cam Hayward's trying to have it both ways. If he was so sure he'd have an All-Pro 24 season as a 35-year-old, he should have played out the deal instead of signing an extension that averages almost $2 million less per year than his last extension.
I agree with that.
It's just... It is eye-opening, I guess, is my point, because usually when these kinds of situations arise, I think usually you get two camps. Like, you get people who say, no, you played, you signed the deal, do it. And anyone who is loosely or tightly affiliated with the player side, be it current or former players or agents, usually they line up behind the guy and say, pay the man. So to see a guy like Joel Corey, who knows what he's talking about, say that, it's just eye-opening. I think it to me, indicates that Cam already, no matter how this ends, one of the most popular and universally liked Steelers, has taken a permanent hit to his PR reputation.
Okay, but if he just moves money that he's going to get next year anyways into this year, that should not be a scar on the guy's legacy here. James Harrison is in the Hall of Honor. He comes back for Steelers functions. Now, he authored a much bigger play than Hayward and was a part of two Super Bowl winning teams. So, yes, that counts for a lot. He also went and played for the Patriots at the end of his career. So, you know.
But at that point, he was defying Mike Tomlin, which I think made him a cult hero with most Steelers fans. The whole split, the whole schism happened because he was sick of Tomlin, which put him in line with your average fan, with you even.
Right, but I'm saying
that. I don't think that was even seen as a sin, is my point.
Playing for New England?
Yeah, I don't. Because of why he ended up getting his release from here. Yes, I think most people sympathized with him.
So asking for more money is worse than that?
I think for a lot of people, yeah, it is. Gin and Sofa Podcast paid $5 for this YouTube comment, Donnie. Saying hello from Virginia, I love Cam, but I think it's unfortunate negotiating. Donnie is handing down life lessons from his cloud of judgment.
I don't know how to take that. Was that a positive?
I think they might actually be on your side here, but that's a weird way to frame it.
Because I generally agree with what Donnie said. I think two things can be true. You can look back on it and say, man, Cam made a horrible decision to sign this contract. Mm-hmm. He is trying to have it both ways, but there is something you can do to pacify him, placate him, make him happy, and get everybody to move on. Move money from 2026 to 2025.
But then the question becomes, to spin it forward, why aren't they doing that? If it's that simple, why aren't they doing it? And if it's not happening, is it because they really don't want to, or his real request is something else?
He made it sound yesterday like he would be fine with that. He said, there are ways to do it that have been reported. I'm not going to get into it. And then he said, I've seen it happen here with guys before. We know who he's talking about.
Antonio
when he says
Brown.
That. Yes.
So I guess my point is, then their side has to be pretty damn dug in if it's gotten to this point. If they know, because they clearly know more directly and specifically what he would be amenable to than even what, you know, he said yesterday. There has to be a reason that they don't want to do it. And that, I think, is the thing I would want to uncover. Why are the Steelers, if the player is offering publicly, hinting at what a solution would be, and it's not something like too radical, why don't they want to do it? That's it. That's like honestly my question. Am I missing something as far as how it would affect
Chris,
the cap
next year? I don't think anybody has, no one has an answer on that yet. It's all speculation because
I know that's my.
They're
like,
not saying anything other
question.
Than, "Hey, Cam will be fine. Everything's going to work itself out. I'm not worried about this." That's the company line. No one's willing to really. They're not going to take us behind the scenes. Well, someone needs to get to the bottom of it in reporting. That's what needs to happen. Jay Glazer's been at camp for 2 days. Can he get us something? You know, that's what we're waiting on here. What's their side of the story? Is Cam lying? Is he being dishonest?
If Jay reports something, then
we know it comes from Tomlin.
Well, you know you can reasonably get infer that it's Mike Tomlin's position on the matter. So that would be interesting if Jay actually sends something
out. But, like,
out.
If the Steelers did that and said, you know what, Cam, you're
here's
right.
$6 million.
Here's $5 or $6 million. Are the same people that have, like, just jammed our phone lines and are paying money on YouTube to comment, are they going to be pissed at the Steelers? Like, oh my God, how dare you give in on this, you weak-ass organization? Oh, you just opened up Pandora's box. You took that can of worms and you opened it right up and they're crawling all over the place now. Look out, because here comes Patrick Queen and DK Metcalf, or any guy who has a good year is going to knock on Mr. Rooney's door and say, give me more money. Is that what they're going to say? Or is everybody going to be like, oh, okay, that was actually fine. Not the end of the world. I love Cam again. Let's go beat the Jets week one. And, you know, I'll put my jersey back on and still revere him as a player. That's what I want to know. Like, I feel like that's the most logical conclusion here, which is going to make, like, this period of time that we're in right now, when we look back on it,
a fever dream.
Yeah, it's going to be like a weird battle or war between the fans and an extremely popular player. Or maybe people will even look at that. Oh my God, he actually, like, twisted their arm and held up the Steelers. He held up the Steelers for an extra $5 or $6 million. What a selfish, greedy SOB this guy is. I won't feel that way.
When AB did it, no one seemed to be bothered by it. Donnie's landlord, I'm not going to obviously read his name next to something if he sent something really inflammatory. He just said, for the AB comp, the guy was on a heater like no wide receiver in NFL history when he kept asking for essentially cash advances from the following year. So it's hard to compare. I agree that AB was playing at his position at an insane level, but the combination of Cam's overall production and his age is pretty unprecedented at his position.
And I've just not heard.
It's just not as impactful overtly on a game as AB would be when he'd have 8 catches for 190.
But, I mean, what do people want the Steelers to do here then? They want
just dig in and basically force Cam to miss games, and then eventually
he won't do that.
I do think that right now, based on what we've heard for the last couple days, I do think the fan outcome, the outcome here that would be happiest for the majority of the people that have sounded off on this, is Cam eventually relents, gets nothing else.
Yeah, and plays on his current salary.
If he plays really well again, then people after this year will be like, okay, pay the man some more.
Yeah,
well, actually, they probably won't be, because they'll say he's 37. Can you really trust him? If he has a bad year, or even an average year where he's not an all-pro or a pro bowler, he's just a solid football player, they'll laud the Steelers for, you know, sticking on principle. What do kids say now? Standing on business?
Tomlin said that in an interview. He's trying to stay young. Yeah, he's even picked up that lingo.
So I think they want the Steelers to dig in and
they
win.
Want Hayward to just give up the fight and, like, hold a press conference in a week where he apologizes for all this and says, I was wrong. The union made me do it, or somebody else made me do it. I was getting bad advice. Let's just go back to playing football. You're right. That is probably what fans want.
I think what they really want is Cam gets nothing, is so motivated by getting nothing, he has another all-pro. You know what? See, they're masters of motivation over there. They just lit a fire under him that couldn't be contained.
And if he gets a raise, he better be Joe Green, Warren Sapp, Aaron Donald, and friggin' Cortez Kennedy rolled into one this year, man. If they do, if the Steelers
are you
do
saying
blame,
that is your opinion?
No,
or
I'm
that's
saying
fan
that's how
opinion.
Fans are going to feel. He better be, even though he'll still be like the 6th or 7th paid defensive tackle in the NFL.
I thought you could throw Carl Eller and Alan Page
in
there.
In the minds of fans, he better be the biggest ass-kicking defensive tackle of all time if he gets that.
I just think that I'll go back to one of my original takes that's not even like everyone knows what side of this I am ultimately on. I just think it is one of the unfortunate side effects of what football is and how aging is treated at any position that's not quarterback, and especially at Cam's position. It is just... let me put it this way. Hopefully you and I are still doing this show together in 10 years. I don't think between now and then we would be likely to see another situation that plays out exactly this way. A beloved player playing at this level, at this age, at that position, be in this sort of position with the team.
Dennis is on the fan. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, I like Cam. I don't like what he's doing. He will get his money. Steelers will cave. But I would also cut his brother, because I feel the Steelers are doing his brother a favor. And
okay, so how will you feel about that if that happens? You kick him $5 million, you cut his brother. Is Dennis happy?
Yes, because he's going to get his money.
But you want, it sounds like then it sounds like if you think he's definitely going to get his money, you want them to do something else that's going to hurt him a little bit or wound him, like cutting his brother, just because you don't want him to win in total here, right?
Yes, that's what I'm hearing too.
No, that's not it at all. I don't think his brother is worthy of a position on the team.
I mean, I think that they feel like he's probably the 51st or 52nd man on the team, but that means that they probably think he is worthy of it. I suspect Arthur Smith wants to go four tight ends at some points this year.
I think the special teams coach likes him too, but I think he's here. I do think he's here because of Cam. I do think that had a big...
So there's a Derek Watt factor here.
Yes. Now, he's not the highest paid fullback in the NFL when he doesn't deserve it, but I don't think Connor Hayward got drafted here coincidentally, no.
Do you think he's a better player than Derek Watt?
No, I don't. As far as, like, complete package, no.
Because Watt was a better special teamer?
Yeah.
I mean, Connor Hayward's got more basic offensive ability than Derek Watt.
Yeah, he can catch the
Watt.
Ball better.
He's like a... If you were on a very interesting offense, like a San Francisco...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cisco offense, he might even be.
You know, I think there are definitely, you know, options out there that that could reflect that.
Cam Hayward, when asked if he would consider taking this hold into the season, and he didn't say no. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Hayward took a bad deal. He wants out of it now. He's pretty dug in. So what do? Play chicken with him? Force him to play on the contract? Don't make it any better? Cut his brother to give him the middle finger? I mean, that's something that the text line seems to love
now. His brother's catching a lot of strays in all of this.
The text line seems to love the idea of just getting rid of his brother. Not only are we not going to give you a raise, we're going to get rid of your best friend. Take that.
Trade Cam to the Browns, says one YouTube commenter, then put his brother at defensive tackle. What's that, like calling a code red or something like that on a guy?
Like, what's that movie in Fly?
A Few Good Men?
Yeah.
That's the football code red.
Did you know Larry Richard was in that?
In A Few Good Men?
Yeah.
I did not.
Mm-hmm.
He have a speaking role?
He did.
Really?
Yes.
So he would get residual checks every time that's
on the table. No, he was in the play. Not the movie.
The play?
Yeah.
When was it adapted for the
movie
stage?
The movie was based on the play.
What if he says I'm Mr. like random information guy and no, it was based on a play. Was the play based on a book?
No.
So somebody just wrote A Few Good Men for the stage.
Yeah.
What a random thing to write, though, as a stage production.
Yep.
Okay.
Here is the queen of the PM team, Carolyn Clinton. Hello, Carol.
Hello, guys.
Hi, Carol.
Well, I've been listening since this all came out on Thursday, and I've been, you know, mulling it over. And it all comes down to the same thing for me.
Okay.
I don't know about the rest of the world, but for me, I can't feel any, like, love or connection to these guys because they haven't won.
Mm-hmm.
We're not winning with them. I can't feel like I do about Troy or even James Harrison or Hines or even Ben. We just don't win. They don't win for us. They don't bring us trophies. And I don't care about all his, you know, charity work and all that stuff. That doesn't give me a Lombardi.
So your answer is what then, Carol? Do not give him any more money?
I don't care what they do. I don't care if he plays, doesn't play. I cut him. I don't care. I mean, that's what Tomlin has turned us into. You know, the town didn't even act like there was a playoff game this year, this past season. It used to be that the buses would ride by and it would say, here we go, and go Steelers. There would be signs in buildings.
Now they said top dog.
The guy wrote the song for this year, and you could tell in his voice that he was depressed. He didn't even want to do it.
Yeah, it's like it's not even happening because we know what's going to happen.
Mm.
Carol kind of went very nihilistic there.
Absolutely.
I was waiting for her to say, eat Arby's at the end of that. But she was doing a Twitter bit
there. 412-928-9370. Here is Butter Me This, Noah in Duquesne. Hello, Noah.
Gentlemen, it's good to hear your voices again.
Yours too.
This is how I feel about our boy Cam. Listen, we're trying. They've gone with this ideology that we're going to win it all this year. Whatever. You can have differing opinions on that. You have to pay the guy. I mean, he's your most solid, consistent defensive tackle on your line. However, the one caveat I will say on that is this thing that fans are saying where, well, if you have to pay Cam, then you have to pay this guy, you have to pay that guy, you have to pay that guy. I don't think it's a bad thing to be worried about because, I mean, you gave TJ the money. That's questionable. Now Cameron comes out and makes this decision, which, you know, sports is different than the real world. Money does matter on how old you are and how possibly fragile you can be. So, like, this idea that, like, oh, maybe Patrick Queen has a great year. Oh, maybe Boswell has a great year. Like, yeah, that is a problem that once you just start giving these people money, I don't see why everybody on the team doesn't look to get a raise.
So, wait, do you give him a whole new contract or you just give him more money for this year?
I don't think he wants a whole new contract. I don't think that's what he's been implying. I'm not a genius with this stuff, but I don't think he wants a new contract. So I mean,
he wants more money. He clearly wants more money front loaded into this deal, and like where he didn't help himself, Noah. Even though I think he was trying to be as honest as he could be with the general public, when you say, "Yeah, I signed the new deal last year. I get it, but I outplayed it." Like, I just don't think you're going to get sympathy from people on that front.
I mean, I don't give him sympathy either, but like. All I say is give discretion, because when he gets his money, you never know who else.
Well, the one thing I'll say about that, you say be careful who you know when you do this. I will say I think people are underselling just how rare the season he had at the age he had it last year was.
I also think there was probably some of that when AB got it. Oh, well, you set this precedent now where you can like make up this loophole where, oh, this isn't actually a new contract. It's the current contract. We just decided to give you more money now than later. That happened 10 years ago. So it did not like yield or not lead to the following season or the year after that, guys on the roster saying, well, you did it for AB, do it for me. If they do it for Hayward and Boswell, is there anybody on the team who's as good as those guys who would be as underpaid as those guys, who would be able to demand more money and have a real point or cause? No, there's not. You can't do that with guys on rookie contracts. You're not allowed to.
Mm-hmm.
So if like Zach Frazier's an all pro this year, he can't hold in and say, well, I'm only making $1.5 million. You guys need to pay me. That's not the way it works. So I reject that notion that if you do this, now all of these players are going to come out of the woodwork and hold in every year and get paid.
I actually also think the majority of players have a pretty innate basic understanding of their level of performance and where they are in the pecking order. Like I don't think guys are dumb. I don't think
Well, some of them are.
But I mean, as far as contractual realities, I don't think like a wide receiver three who outperforms his projected numbers by 15% goes, well, I've got to get a huge raise.
Right.
I think they know how replaceable
they
are.
So Carolyn Clinton says she doesn't care because the whole team is a bunch of losers. The last guy says, yeah, give him the money. 412-928-9370. Here's Art Rooney's best friend, Anthony in Oakland, calling in. Hello, Anthony.
Well, fellas, that's not true about the rookie contract.
Yes, it is.
Because Micah Parsons is still on his rookie contract.
Yes, when there's 1 year left, you can do it, but you can't do it or 2 years in, which is what I'm saying about Frazier. He wouldn't be able to do that next year.
Listen, Cam's either going to play or he's going to have to give the money back. As I listened to every word he said yesterday, he has already taken the roster bonus,
right,
which is the majority of his contract.
Yep.
So at this point, he is heading for the TO rule. He's either going to play and practice, or he'll be on some list. It's just that simple. So the Steelers have no obligation to rectify what he and his agent didn't do last year. That's just how it works. And
you're right about that. They're not under any obligation to do it, but that doesn't mean they shouldn't do it.
Yeah, they shouldn't do it because they don't have to do it, and he should. He had an option. He said this has been happening since February. Then why'd you take the roster bonus? Don't take the money. And then tell them how you felt. He took the money.
Well, we don't know what the tenor of those conversations were. They might have said to him, look, we'll get it solved when you get to camp. They might not have like given him a hard line. They clearly didn't give him like a hard no at that point. They absolutely
know that.
Yes, we do. Just the way he's conducted himself. We know that he was led on. That's common sense.
Nonsense.
Wait a minute. Listen. Hold on a second, Anthony. You think if he was told in February, we're not going to give you any more money, he would have been so jolly and happy-go-lucky about things for the last few months? No way.
Here's what happened. Because, look, I listened to his podcast. We're nothing like this. Here's what he got. He got unhappy when they signed Metcalf. And when TJ got all that money, now he's unhappy. Well, you took the roster bonus. Your agent and you should have been talking at that time before the roster bonus came up. You got the bulk of your salary.
So if he had rejected the roster bonus and said no, you would be on his side right now?
Well, I would say he would be in a better position than he is now because he took the money. Unless he's going to return the money. He said, listen, that's the only option he has, fellas. I'm only giving you from the technical end. I have no emotion in this. I could care less. I'm going to like the Steelers if he's here or he's not here, just as I did when great players like Bradshaw and all them left. I like the Steelers, but I'm giving you the technical aspect. Once he took the signing bonus, he has no leverage. He either plays or he's on the TO suspension
list. So let me ask you another question. How do you feel about Boswell? Because
same way, he's got 2 years out.
So you say the same thing to him. Get your ass out there and stop playing golf and go kick field goals?
Yes. You got 2 years. We'll use the rookie. We got 2 years out. We'll see you next year.
Anthony.
Yeah, we use the rookie kicker.
Question, though, for just point of order here. So you said he has no leverage because he took the bulk of the money. If the team were to ultimately pay him, wouldn't it prove that he at least had some leverage because they would have rather had a happier and more well-compensated Hayward than have this hanging over them and him?
They're not going to do it, or they would have done it by now. Since he said they were talking since February, they would, as soon as they did, he said they would get him too. They're not going to do it. I'm telling you right now, he's either going to play or has to return the money, or he'll be on the suspension list from commissioner suspension. He has no other option. And listen, fellas, here's what you have to understand. This is the NFL, which Jerry Glanville said very clearly, meant not for long. This isn't a mutual admiration society. Once you get paid to do your job, that's what he's required to do.
What about the fact that these deals aren't guaranteed and the one side of them can get out and at any point when they decide that a player isn't worth the contract, whether the player thinks that's fair or not?
He could have asked for
No. One year fully guaranteed. I'm asking you what you think of the fact that a team can sign a deal. Like Metcalf signed a deal for 5 years, $150 million. It's really a 2 year, $62 million deal. How do you feel about the team end of this? Whenever they decide a player might not be worth it anymore, they can eat a smaller dead money amount and cut the guy loose.
Listen, in 2020, Ben Roethlisberger's, when you look statistically, he had a pretty good year. But what did they do to him the next year? They told him to take a pay cut. If he didn't take the pay cut, they would have let him go. He took the pay cut.
That was their way to try to let him go without letting him go because they didn't think he would take the pay cut, and then he called
not,
their bluff.
Not really answering Chris's question.
And you're also, you're not answering my question about non-guaranteed deals.
But also, Anthony, I don't really see Cam Hayward and Ben Roethlisberger being analogous because Hayward's coming off an all-pro season. Ben looked like he was headed towards the glue factory at the end of that season.
And then he could all of a sudden deteriorate this year. Listen, fellas, I don't like the unreal world in sports. I lived in the real world. When I worked, when we did contracts for hotels workers, if I worked at the Hyatt, we had a good four-year contract. But the next year, the Marriott came up, and they got a better. We couldn't, in the middle of that contract, say we wanted to.
Didn't the United Auto Workers just start renegotiating for the next deal as soon as they finished the previous deal because they wanted to make sure that they were out ahead of any kind of work stoppage?
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Didn't Sean Fain basically start doing it immediately and never stop working on it because it's a continuous process when the deal is that big?
He may have, but we're mixing apples and oranges.
Well, you're the one who brought hotel workers into a football discussion.
I just told you on why I'm so adamant about it, because once we signed that deal, we had to wait till it was up.
I just want to get you on the record here. You think just like Blutarski and Animal House, there is a 0.0 chance Hayward sees more money?
Zero.
How about this?
I will make
a gentleman's agreement with you right now. You can pick any place in Pittsburgh. If we get to the Jets game and he doesn't have a new contract, you grab your son. Yeah. We can go dinner wherever you want. I'll pick up the entire tab. Okay?
Here's what I want.
Okay, there you go.
I want an invite on the show. I want to be a three-hour
Well, I don't know if I can do that because we already tried to play funny with that and have me produce for a week, and my bosses shot me down, so I wanted to do something that I actually had control over. So that's what I'll offer you, Anthony, because I would say it's definitely not 0.0. Let me put it that way. I don't think there's a 0% chance Hayward gets no money out of this.
He didn't really answer my question, which kind of bummed me out.
Yeah, because I don't know if he had a good answer there, Chris.
It's all right. I think people felt like Anthony won that exchange, and normally I think I can admit it when a caller might get one over on me. I don't think he did there. I think constantly dodging my...
Wait a minute, you admit freely on the air when a caller...
I think sometimes there have been times where callers just get a good point in there.
When a caller got you.
Yeah, got me.
Hmm. You seem to like Carol's take, which was, none of these guys win, so I don't give a rat's ass about giving any of them money.
I respect when anyone goes down the nihilistic Malzy road. A road paved with people just not caring, staring into the...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Boyd.
Into the show here on 93.7 FM. Can stream it on the Odyssey app or 93.7thefan.com. Can watch on our YouTube page. Can also listen back when you want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Aaron Rodgers next hour, his final Q&A with Steelers media from training camp. What he thought of his time in St. Vincent, the strides the offense has made. We'll see if he weighs in on the Hayward contract dispute or not. Some are calling Hayward two-faced for saying, hey, Aaron, you either want to be here or you don't. And then Hayward gets here and decides not to practice.
I do think, to the point of, did Hayward really think it would get this ugly and entrenched with he and the team, is answered with a no, he didn't, because I think he's savvy enough to not say either you want to be a Steeler or you don't want to be a Steeler. He's only going to say that if he thinks his situation is going to get resolved quietly and in what amounts to like a glorified press release, right?
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think he knows how exposed that would make him look in retrospect, and now it has, and it's another, he is losing badly the PR battle.
The court of public opinion, the jury took 2 seconds to render a decision.
Yeah, if it's Judge Donnie, you don't even have arguments. All rise, all seated.
Pat Meyer coming up with Jeff, the Fugazi Steelers offensive line coach who cannot hold a candle to one Mike Munchak, the job he's doing with Broderick Jones, Troy Fautanu, and the like coming up. But first, here is Nate and Cranberry. Hello, Nate.
Hey, guys. I want to just real quick how insane it is, I think, for any of this to take a turn about Cam Hayward's, you know, like, you know, morals and things like that. He's a great dude. So that aside, the point is, the only way I can really see this is just year after year, this is how the NFL is made up, right? You pay guys for what they're going to do for you and not what they've done. And unfortunately for Cam, you know, at his age, you know, he played last year on that contract and he signed it. And just the timing of all this just looks bad. You brought up the thing about, you know, saying, you know, you either want to be a Steeler or you don't, you know, and then he just signed that contract last year. It's a bad look.
But Nate, if you gave him $5 million from next year for this year, you are still paying him for what he's going to do. That would make him about the 10th or 12th highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL.
At 37 years old, Pony, you know, at 37 years old, if he got a torn tricep or something.
Nate, can I just tell you something about that? I totally respect your opinion. I did not hear a peep from Steelers fans questioning whether or not Cam Hayward was going to be great again this year until this contract thing came up. This is the
people
first
complained time. Last year, though, when he got that contract, there were people calling into the show hourly saying it was ridiculous to pay him.
Of course. But then he went
not
out.
Not because he's bad, but because he's
but
old,
he was
right?
coming off a 2-sack season. Now he's coming off being an all-pro. That's like
that's an anomaly, right? You know that. That's not the measure of guys that age.
In five out of his last seven seasons, he's been an all-pro player. How is that an anomaly?
You've got to let guys go a year too early rather than a year too late. You don't build Super Bowl-winning teams that way.
Then why'd they give T.J. Watt an extension? Then why'd they give T.J. Watt $40 million a year?
T.J. Watt 100% can be tracked to wins and losses, and that team is a fraction of what they are with him, without him, than they are with him. It's not even close. That's a big reason why I didn't like paying him this year when he asked for more. You guys, they got to do something more in the playoffs. This team whining about getting paid more when they can't show up when it matters most, that's a bad look.
Have you seen their run defensive stats when Hayward plays and when he doesn't? Have you seen them? You want to talk about Watts? Have you seen those numbers?
Yes, but it's not translating into wins and losses the way it does with T.J. Watt being on or off the field. Just plain and simple. The numbers aren't there.
So why did they keep Roethlisberger around late in his career when they weren't making playoff games or playoff wins with him?
Well, because their record when Ben didn't play was bad, is probably what he would say.
I don't know. Cam was, until last Thursday, was it Schefter broke this Thursday?
Yeah.
Started the show with it, right? If you had asked people on Wednesday just general thoughts on Cam Hayward, man, I am thrilled he's a Steeler. They need him badly to have another great year. They're pretty thin. They've got a lot of
young
guys and
unproven
guys.
He's one of the few adults
in
that room. We love having a guy like that here. He's the embodiment and epitome of what a Steeler is.
Not only has the off-field opinion changed, but weirdly, and I think more confusingly, the on-field opinion of what he's capable of has gone from he is the stalwart up front to you can't count on this guy. Look how old he is.
Here is Jeff Hathorn, who's done yeoman's work, top-notch, from Steelers training camp, and will join us at 5:15 for a recap of the final practice from there. Talking to Steelers offensive line coach Pat Meyer, it starts with Pat talking about Broderick Jones.
Camp, he was out there for a while, so he didn't get all the reps that we wanted him to get. You know, he's dealing with a soft tissue injury, but he's been back. I've been pleased with Broderick. He's still, again, learning the left side now in terms of, like, his feet and how to get that down. But Broderick's been really good in terms of, like, the little things, paying attention to, like, the little things, the details. You know, having him over there with Isaac too helps out, having a vet next to him like that. So he's done a nice job, and we still got to work on, we all got to get better, but he's got to work on just the little things, just the little details that makes the difference in NFL football. Yeah, for the 15 snaps, which is usually not even a quarter, he was good. He was solid in protection. Did a nice job in the run game. We only had a few reps in there, but did a decent job for first time out.
Yeah, when you present him with details, is he pretty good of cleaning that stuff up?
He's been this preseason, he's been very good at it. Been way more detailed and just in his process and the way he approaches things. He's been a lot better.
Whether it's his experience or just things you've seen, makes you think it'll be better on the left side for him?
Experience, yes. You know, again, I've always said it. You know, he came into the league as a young player, didn't have a ton of game reps at Georgia, really. So he came in as a very, very young player. And experience is a big part of it, maturing as you get a little bit older and seeing how true pros do things and how they approach things. So it's all-encompassing, experience, maturity, learning it. Understanding this happens, this is my reaction to it, and so it's all. He's done a nice job.
Do you feel like he's back to where he was, and even more so because he's able to learn?
Yeah, he didn't play. I mean, he played one game, you know, but he got to see a lot.
I mean, this is about Fautanu, by the way. Sorry to cut in, but now that I hear the one game thing, I think they're now transitioning to Fautanu talk. Sorry.
He got to listen a lot, right? And then, you know, coming back early in camp, his timing was a little bit off, just like they always, you know. So it's just. You know, your timing's off after not seeing it, you know, set timing and that stuff. So he's got his timing back in that. And, you know, he's learning the little basic nuances to some of the different techniques, like with his feet and hand timing and that, and his strike. He's done a nice job over the last week or so of correcting some of that stuff. And I expect big things out of him and Broderick, both in the run game, being tackles that are athletic and guys that can roll their hips and be powerful in the run game too. So not just one-dimensional saying he's going against TJ. It's like, what are we doing on, you know, on these blocks in wide zone when we're running off the ball, or on double team duo blocks or, you know, gap scheming or whatever, you know, whatever the scheme is. So yeah, he's getting his timing back.
That's Pat Meyer with Jeff. You can listen to the full interview. It's up on our website.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.